With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Used home sales staged a bit of a comeback last month, rising 0.8% from October. This as mortgage rates, although still high, eased some, the average dropping below 7%. Meanwhile, the Conference Board reporting that consumer confidence is up this month, rising above analyst expectations. The Trump campaign will fight to keep Mr. Trump's name on Colorado's presidential ballot after the state's Democrat-appointed Supreme Court ruled that the former president could not appear on the primary ballot. This because of insurrection, something that Mr. Trump has not been convicted of or charged with.
The Colorado Supreme Court's decision is the first of its kind, using the 14th Amendment to bar a presidential candidate. By a 4-3 vote, the court said Trump is disqualified from holding the office of president. The majority wrote, "We do not reach these conclusions lightly." A spokesman for the Trump campaign described the lawsuit as un-American and expressed confidence that the U.S. Supreme Court will quickly rule in favor of the former president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump did not mention the Colorado ruling at a rally last night in Waterloo, Iowa, but he talked about a lot of other things, and Iowa voter Dennis Tellen says he agrees with Mr. Trump. Biden immigration and border policy has been a catastrophe.
He opened the borders up. Look, what's it doing? You walk to any big city, any other who's not a real big city, what's it got, 60,000 people? But it's just getting overrun. I mean, homeless people, and it's just, I mean, Donald Trump, when he was in, no wars. China was in check.
And the illegal alien surge continues along the southern border. 12,600 people encountered by Customs and Border Protection in a single day this week. That's thought to be the highest 24-hour total since record keeping began back in 1960. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 11 points, the Nasdaq 60 points higher. This is SRN News. America's young people are big users of social media.
93% of kids between the ages of 13 and 17 are on YouTube regularly. 67% use TikTok, and about two-thirds are on Snapchat. Pro-family groups and clergymen say these numbers are the exact reason why lawmakers and regulators need to do more to protect young people from dangerous content. Critics say social media is a kind of Wild West environment these days, full of pornography and sex traffickers, and kids have very little protection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas will be more difficult for the congregation of Victory Outreach Church in Pomona, California. The building was destroyed in a massive fire over the past weekend, just hours before a celebration that was set to include a Christmas play and a toy giveaway. A spokesman tells KABC-TV that firefighters did all they could to save the church, but after 20 minutes, the roof started to collapse and the fire expanded rapidly. This is SRN News. America's population has grown for the second year in a row, according to the Census Bureau.
The increase of 1.6 million people is due to immigration and a drop in the number of deaths from the depths of the COVID-19 pandemic. More than two-thirds of the uptick came from international migration, bringing the nation's population total to 334.9 million people. After immigration declined in the latter half of last decade and dropped even lower amid pandemic restrictions at the start of this decade, the number of immigrants last year bounced back to almost 1 million people. Demographers say the U.S. population is projected to decline without immigration, since deaths will be outpacing births by the late 2030s. Norman Hall, Washington.
At 3.9% year over year last month, inflation in the U.K. has eased back to its lowest level in more than 2 years, according to government statistics. More details, SRNnews.com.